Welcome to the AMD GPU Daily. Today is March 23rd, 2026, and we have some exciting updates from the world of AMD and the broader GPU landscape. In today's episode, we'll be diving deep into Cloudflare's impressive upgrades using AMD's EPYC Turin, the latest discussions surrounding NVIDIA's DLSS 5, and some groundbreaking advancements in autonomous AI agents from NVIDIA. So let's jump right in. Quick headline overview. 1. Cloudflare announces significant performance improvements with their Gen 13 server platform, powered by AMD EPYC Turin, achieving 2x throughput and 50% better performance per watt. 2. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang addresses concerns regarding DLSS 5, acknowledging some backlash while defending the technology's intended use. 3. NVIDIA introduces OpenShell, a secure runtime environment for autonomous AI agents, enhancing security and operational oversight. Now let's take a closer look at these stories. Deep dive Cloudflare and AMD EPYC Turin. Cloudflare has recently shared a detailed blog post about their latest Gen 13 server platform, which is powered by AMD's EPYC 9005 Turin processors, specifically the flagship EPYC 9965 SKU. This upgrade has led to remarkable results. They are experiencing 2x throughput compared to their previous Gen 12 servers that utilize the EPYC Genoa X. What's particularly impressive is the 50% improvement in performance per watt. This means that not only are they getting more done with the same energy consumption, but they are also pushing the limits of efficiency, a crucial factor in today's data centers. Cloudflare's engineers attributed this leap in performance to a combination of hardware advancements and software improvements, that particularly through their transition to a Rust-based rewrite of their core request handling layer, known as FL2. The FL2 architecture has enabled better memory access patterns, which has resulted in a staggering 50% increase in requests per CPU and up to 70% lower latency. This is a significant achievement, especially considering the initial latency regressions they faced when first deploying EPYC Turin. The engineers also highlighted AMD's Platform Quality of Service, PQOS, extensions, which provide fine-grained control over shared resources like cache and memory bandwidth, further optimizing their server performance. For those interested in the technical details behind the ideal GB per core configuration, thermal efficiency, and networking capabilities like 100 GigaBE and PCIe 5.0, I highly recommend checking out the full blog post on Cloudflare's website. The EPYC 9005 series has been a game changer, and it's exciting to see real-world applications achieving such impressive metrics. Transitioning to NVIDIA's DLSS 5 concerns. Switching gears to NVIDIA, CEO Jensen Huang recently addressed the growing concerns surrounding DLSS 5 during an appearance on the Lex Fridman podcast. Huang admitted that he is empathetic to the criticisms, particularly those labeling DLSS 5 as AI slop. He acknowledged that while he understands the skeptic's perspective, he insists that DLSS 5 is not merely a post-processing filter, but rather a sophisticated, content-controlled generative AI model. However, the technical details surrounding DLSS 5 remain somewhat vague. Huang emphasized that it is designed to enhance the artist's intent without altering the underlying geometry of the game. This raises questions about how DLSS 5 operates within the rendering pipeline and how it integrates with game engines. Critics have pointed out that despite Huang's assurances, there remains a significant gap between the intended functionality of DLSS 5 and the current understanding of its implementation. As we continue to dissect the implications of DLSS 5, it's worth noting that Huang described the potential for future iterations to allow developers to prompt the AI for specific styles, such as tune shading, while maintaining artistic integrity. This could lead to exciting new possibilities in game design, but the concerns about transparency and control for developers still linger. NVIDIA's OpenShell for autonomous AI agents. Lastly, let's talk about NVIDIA's new initiative, OpenShell. This open-source runtime is designed to secure autonomous AI agents, which have evolved from merely generating responses to actively taking actions within enterprise systems. The OpenShell framework ensures that each agent operates within its own sandbox, effectively isolating application layer operations from infrastructure layer policy enforcement. This separation is crucial for maintaining security, as it prevents agents from overriding security policies or leaking sensitive information, even if they become compromised. OpenShell provides a unified policy layer for organizations to define and monitor agent behavior, making it easier to maintain compliance and operational oversight. NVIDIA is collaborating with several security partners to align runtime policy management for these agents, which is particularly important as the complexity and capabilities of AI systems continue to grow. The introduction of NemoClaw, a reference stack that simplifies the installation of these agents, allows users to build self-evolving AI assistants while maintaining control over their behavior and data handling. This development reflects a significant step forward in the realm of AI, emphasizing the importance of security as these systems become more integrated into enterprise workflows. Closing thought. As we look to the future, the advancements in AMD's EPYC processors and the ongoing developments in AI from NVIDIA signal a rapidly evolving landscape in computing. With Cloudflare's impressive benchmarks showcasing the power of EPYC Turin and NVIDIA's efforts to refine DLSS5 and secure AI agents, the next few years promise to bring even more innovation to our workflows and gaming experiences. Thank you for tuning in to the AMD GPU Daily. Stay curious and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible in GPU development and AI.